Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and we have another great show for you today, and we are privileged today to speak with Brandon Xavier. He is the founder of OnCall, the application, the mobile application that I have spoken about with great enthusiasm. And if you're not familiar with or have not had a chance yet to download OnCall, I would recommend that you go to their site, which is on-call.me. And Brandon is going to talk to us about the application and many other things. So without further ado, let me bring him on the program. Brandon, welcome.
Hi, Lewis. Thanks for having me here.
A pleasure. I'm a big fan of the application. I know it's just recently debuted. And for the benefit of those not familiar with it, tell us about OnCall and what inspired you to create it.
Sure. The whole idea behind OnCall kind of came to me about roughly half a year ago in 2013. And it started off when I saw a news article regarding a teen suicide. It was Amanda Todd's suicide. So what kind of struck me as really odd in that story was the fact that she had published her predicament and cries for help on YouTube in the form of words that were written on white cards, which she flipped through in the form of a sort of a slideshow on YouTube, which is kind of odd. So that kind of got me thinking, like, why did she have to ask for help in such an odd way, right? It can't be that hard to find help or crisis counseling online or, through a directory of sorts, could it? So, what I did next was, I jumped into Google, I ran a search and found that I got back a mess of results that I needed to sift through and sort, and it was pretty time-consuming and a laborious process. And then I realized that, hey, it isn't that easy, in fact, to find the kind of help that you need immediately through web search engines and the sort. So, once I got the results back, I even tried calling the numbers on the websites that were listed, and I found that some were not active, their websites weren't updated, they were disconnected, or, I was put through some voice recording system. So I just thought that there had to be a better way. I was pretty frustrated at that point. I knew that there must be a better way for people to get the help they want immediately, with a certain level of spontaneity, and which is relevant, and on a platform that the youth are familiar with and comfortable with. So that's kind of how OnCall was born about. It started with a focus on crisis counseling to begin with, and when we brought it to market, through a series of soft launches throughout the end of 2014. We were showcasing it in closed user groups, family and friends, and with extended industry groups. We found that the feedback we received from many different industry segments was so tremendous that we have now expanded its scope to support over 140 categories, and we've signed over 1,000 enthusiastic experts. So that's pretty
very
much
impressive.
The backstory of it.
One of the things that I like about OnCall, one of the many things I like about OnCall, is the user-friendly experience as you're in this self-contained environment that is very navigable, intuitive, and responsive. Walk us through what that's like once you download the app and decide to use it.
For sure, and thanks for the compliment. Well, the app starts off with an activity stream, which users are presented with initially. And the activity stream provides an insight, or sort of a pulse of the community. So this view is sort of like a lobby, a place where everyone converges, and actions as well as questions are visible to the whole community in real time. And then from here, users can find experts by tapping on the Find Experts button, which is conveniently located at the top of the page, or access other app functions via the navigation drawer, which they can access from the top left button on the same screen. from there, users can then manage their profile. They can even become an expert themselves and completely manage their expert profile all from within the app. So as an expert, they can import their profile from LinkedIn, manage call handling in case they want to route calls to another phone line, for example, track their call reports or usage history, and even manage their full service description and service terms. So with the ability to upload photos and describe them with captions as well. So experts can also upload credentials and like I mentioned, service terms which users have to accept before they can engage with the expert. So that would be like a call out, for example, a minimum service charge to before you can chat with this expert, just to put things in context.
And then with regard to the experts, there's a sense of intimacy with regard to messaging with them, and then you can have a face-to-face video chat with them, all within the app. Walk us through that experience, because it really does connect the user with an expert in a particular field.
Right, so users have the choice of engaging with an expert through three main communication methods, which is instant message, voice, and video. And at any time, they can interchange between these modes on the fly. So they don't have to sort of end a call and switch to another application, for example, before they can start another type of communication. So while they're in a video session, for example, they can immediately just switch to voice only or just to IM and then switch back into video or voice pretty immediately. And this is useful for a number of respects. So certain industries have a preference for more richer communication modes where more visuals are required. So video lends very well to that. Other industries typically don't use too much video or don't have a dependency on that, so voice is good enough. And for others, instant message is good enough. So the fact that we can switch between them and support all of them in real time is a positive benefit that we've been getting great feedback on.
Now, one of the other things is that experts themselves who join OnCall, the platform itself, OnCall as an application, is a way for those experts to potentially earn additional income. Tell us about that benefit.
Yeah, so at any point during a call, and this only works during voice or video calls, the expert can issue a charge to the user. So, for example, if an expert and a user are in a session, they discuss rates and so forth, expert can then send a charge request across to the user in real time. The user gets a notification saying expert wants to charge a certain amount, like a dollar a minute, for example, and they can decide to accept or decline. And if they do accept, a charge clock is started on the expert and user side to kind of keep track of what the billing time is. And at the end of that session, those charges are then applied to the user's iTunes or Google Play credit card account, and credits then earned would be, or cash earned would be credited to the expert once they've accumulated a certain minimum of $20.
Oh, very convenient and very easy. Also, because there is such a diverse range of categories and experts that correspond to those categories, what are, just by way of example, some of the more popular categories that have many experts associated with it?
Well, that's an interesting question, because we have, I mean, with over 140 categories, there are quite a few which are very well subscribed to. For example, I just start from what I remember off the top of my head as popular ones. Tax and financial advice is a big one. Computer and technical help, nutrition and personal fitness, event planning, and photography. So these seem to be very well subscribed to, have the most experts right now. But the others are not too far behind. And what's been really cool is not so much the depth of participation we have in certain categories, but also the breadth of the categories themselves. And what I'm seeing more and more is sort of the emergence of a long tail of expertise, where we even have experts in such varied skill sets who could even speak to your pet and translate what they're saying, for example. So it's just wide and far between between what these experts do offer. So it's not your cookie cutter type of expert profiles, but really a broad swath of what the community can offer.
That's a very good summation of the experts and the growing number of categories for on-call. How does on-call enable an expert or a group of experts to strengthen their respective profiles? I know you have a group of professional writers that will work with these experts to ensure that each profile is as persuasive and powerfully worded as possible. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point. We have started on a campaign where we are actively reaching out to all the experts on the platform on call, and we're basically just asking them to respond to us if they would like our help in doing a write-up or a revision of sorts to their in-app profile. And if we haven't already reached out to you as an expert, if you're listening in, please send us an email at support@oncall-call.me, or you can message our resident support person, known as On-Call Help in-app, and do ask for this service if we unfortunately have missed anyone. And we want to ensure that all our experts are maximizing their in-app presence to the best of their and our ability, and making the most of their presence online in the app.
And that's a wonderful opportunity and a great free feature for experts. We've got about 2 minutes remaining, Brandon. I just want to get your closing thoughts on how you envision on-call developing or expanding in both the near and long term.
Well, so what we're seeing currently, I mean, we're very dependent on the on where the market is taking us in, and a lot of what we're designing in our roadmap is really market focused and driven. So we're seeing interest in many more categories. So expanding on categories, making the app even more user friendly in terms of shortening certain navigation steps. So we've received a lot of feedback there. We're even making headway into the enterprise space. So we are actually talking to a bunch of companies, large companies, that are interested in actually implementing a sort of on-call-like experience for business to be used in-house for like internal support or IT help desk, for example. So that's kind of where we're being taken, or where the market is taking us. And, on-call, and just to reiterate, on-call right now is available as a free download for iOS and Android devices. There are indications that we might support Microsoft Windows devices in the future, but that just depends on if we receive enough demand for that.
Well, these are all excellent points about, in my opinion, a very excellent mobile application that gives people, both users and experts the world over, the opportunity to come together in community and to come together to mutually benefit one another through the exchange of ideas and through the exchange of messages and the meeting of minds, so to speak. It's a top-level service with a multitude of categories and a potentially unlimited number of experts. Brandon, a pleasure speaking with you today.
Likewise. Thanks, Lewis.
Folks, it's on-call.me. Thank you.